What do you want to do today?
I don't know. What do you want to do today?
Figaro, 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 Figaro. La 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 la.
This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. This is a lesson for young people, so I hope you will gather your children and let them listen to this message. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, we read, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Now that was a quote from the Old Testament, and Moses wrote it. Now, here is something I would like every one of you to do so you can learn the lesson this verse is teaching. Get a long piece of string. Make it about as tall as you are. Hang the string somewhere in your room where you can see it all the time. And when you do that, go read Exodus 20, verse 12 that we just quoted. "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." That verse is called the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments. Paul says that it's the first commandment with a promise attached to it. Now, do not let anyone tell you that those commandments are not for you. They are fundamental laws of nature. In other words, they are basic commands that cover how human beings should behave in their homes, their business, and society itself. Even the commandment to keep the Sabbath has a lesson for us. That commandment tells us that work is important and so is rest. Work is part of the commandment. We should work hard and do it to the glory of God and then rest. In other words, our work should imitate God's work. Now, as a young person, you should start reading your Bible every day. Do not let anyone tell you the Bible is only for adults. As you read through the Bible, notice when people's lives are shortened when they disobey and lengthened when they obey. Now back to that string we talked about. The string is as big as you are, so let the string represent the days of your life. And now ask your parents to let you have a scissors that you can keep handy. And when you do not obey and honor your parents, cut a little piece of the string off. Every time you get angry with them, and if you do not do your chores, or if you talk back to them, go cut a piece of the string and say softly to yourself, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long." The Apostle Paul quoted this verse in Ephesians 6 when he said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." That's in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Notice that Paul assumed that believers understood that the commandments are basic rules for living. That's why Paul just quotes the verse without saying anything else. He assumed everybody understood the commands. The commandments present standards for right living. Now, I trust that every one of you know that eternal life is a gift from God apart from works. Christ died for your sins and rose again. And you have eternal life if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But when someone becomes a believer, that does not mean he can do whatever he wants. He is to obey God. Young people, you are to obey God. We can only know how to obey God when we study His Word. The standards of right and wrong never changed, and those standards are found in the Bible alone. Believers do not live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. Again, how do we know right and wrong? When we search all the Bible and see what God says. So read the whole Bible. I hope that you will do this exercise. Now go get your string, read your Bible, and obey it. If you do, you will be more thoughtful to your parents and have a happy family life. Love your parents and appreciate them now. They're not going to be around forever. Let all of us, old and young, honor and appreciate our parents. And remember this important lesson. How we treat our parents is a good indication of how we treat God. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.